This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy 4th of July. The U.S. is 246 years old, and Americans are celebrating with parades, backyard barbecues, and fireworks. If you're traveling, it can be frustrating. Airlines are still reporting delays and cancellations. FlightAware's Kathleen Bangs with this tip.
If they're coming to the airport, of course, you know, today, tomorrow, through the holiday, even into Tuesday, certainly the big thing is getting there early.
For those of you traveling by car, gas is $4.80 a gallon this morning. That's down 9 cents from a week ago, but up $1.67 from a year ago. AAA says 48 million of us are traveling for the holiday. Authorities in Akron, Ohio say a black man was unarmed when police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. But officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared he was preparing to fire again. Police Chief Steve Milet.
Akron police officers went to Mr. Walker and diligently provided first aid to save his life. One officer on a body cam footage can be heard saying he still has a pulse.
But the attorney for Jaylen Walker's family says
the car was driven by Jaylen, and apparently there's a shot fired from it, right? We know the car is intact and has no bullet holes in it, and so we're interested to find out how this gunshot could have possibly been directed at an officer.
Attorney Bobby DiCello and the Akron police chief were heard on WEWS-TV. Police in Denmark say they believe a gunman who killed three people at a shopping mall in Copenhagen acted alone, and they don't think the shooting was terror-related. They say he appears to have selected his victims at random. Ukraine confirms that its forces have withdrawn from the city of Lysychansk. This is AP News. Time to celebrate.
The Independence Day celebration in Washington will be carried live on PBS for the program A Capital Fourth. Gloria Gaynor, Keb Moe, Andy Grammer, Yolanda Adams, Rachel Platten, Darren Criss, and Cheetah Rivera are among the celebrities who will appear on the National Mall to mark the nation's birthday and the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Memorial. Singer Mickey Guyton will host. Guyton says it's time to put aside differences and just celebrate.
This is a moment for us to just come together. We've been locked inside for over 2 years, and we're finally being let out.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The top movie at the weekend box office, Minions, The Rise of Gru. The film is on track to become one of the biggest openings ever for a July 4th holiday weekend. A tremendous debut, says a Universal spokesman. Minions was number one, followed by Top Gun Maverick. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.